Welcome back to The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. What happens when the world of opera collides with the world of boxing? We'll find out when Opera Delaware presents Opera Deathmatch next weekend at its studios in Wilmington. The show features members of the Opera Delaware company going toe-to-toe, performing some of opera's most aggressive in-your-face arias, as well as some actual glove-to-glove sparring between notable Delawareans. The event is the brainchild of Opera Delaware and First State native and former boxing champ Dave Tiberi. In this edition of Arts Playlist, Delaware Public Media's Mark Matheny sits down with Tiberi and Opera Delaware's Carrie-Anne Otagno to talk about the show and how boxing and opera are strangely similar.
This is such a unique event. So I want to start with, for the audience, an explainer of what this is and what they can expect to see and hear.
It was the brainchild of the Opera Delaware Company artists, this incredible cohort of four phenomenal professional opera singers that we have who are employed by Opera Delaware, came up with this concept based on the fact that we have this beautiful relationship with Dave Tiberi, boxing champion and legend, and a big supporter and friend of Opera Delaware. And we came up with this idea of pairing all of opera's greatest rivalries and confrontation scenes, putting them in the boxing ring, and pairing opera and boxing and professional boxing together. So you get all the energy, the excitement, the passion of the boxing ring with the energy, excitement, and passion of live singing. So this is a really exciting and innovative event, and it's coming to the Opera Delaware Studios on November 21st and 23rd for what we hope will be the first of many future collaborations with Dave Tiberi, who is such a wonderful person to get to work with.
And let me ask Dave, when you first heard this idea, what was your first reaction?
My first reaction to it was, I knew that when Carrie Anne and the team do anything at Opera Delaware, it's always first class. And so I always like to partner with organizations that really have a commitment to the community. And also, I'm pro-Delaware, being born and raised here. So when something's going on in Delaware at this magnitude, it's fun to play a part in it. And so and when we started dialoguing about it, what I thought was interesting was I thought, well, this would be fun. I do a boxing boot camp with some executives and all, and they just, and many of them love opera. So this was, I thought getting them involved in some capacity would be fun. And so before I got back to Carrie Anne, I talked to them. Well, they were ecstatic about it. And as you'll hear in a little bit when I mention some of their names, they're well-known Delawareans, but they love Gevin Back as well.
Fantastic. So what characters are squaring off in these matchups? What are some of the, I guess, what's the top of the card?
Yeah, amazing question. So we really wanted to give it that boxing feel. So we have kind of knockout rounds and an exhibition fight. So for the Opera Delaware Company artists, they are presenting some like really smackdown arias and confrontation scenes, music from Otello, from Rigoletto. You're going to have some Verdi, some Puccini, some big bombastic singing. When we get our exhibition match, we're calling it our celebrity death match. So Delaware celebrity death match. That's going to be when we get Henry Milligan in the ring against Aaron Bass on Friday night for a 60-second sparring match. And then on Sunday, Andrew Catone, CEO of Adesis and Eternium, he will step in the ring on Sunday for the matinee performance. Those are going to be 60-second exhibition, real sparring, boxing matches. So it'll contrast. We'll have our beautiful, incredible, passionate singing. Our opera singers will be stepping into the ring in robes, in boxing gloves, ready to fight. But then we'll also see some real sparring, some real fighting from these executives who are trained with Dave Tiberi.
You know, there's one thing that I love about this event is that, you know, you're obviously taking the music seriously, but you're also having a lot of fun with this event. And I wonder if you could talk a little bit about why that's such an important mindset for breaking down some of the barriers that we see a lot in classical music.
This is such a great question. There are so many barriers in classical music, and it's mostly this idea that people have in their head that they're not going to belong there, they're not going to have fun, they're not going to fit in, they're not going to know when to react or what to do. And so by combining it with something as visceral as boxing, we knew it would get the audience to really participate, and that's really what we want. So we have a bar that is sponsored generously by Dogfish Head. We have grilling before the show. We're going to have hot dogs. We got a popcorn machine. We want to create that boxing feel so that you can have all the fun that you would have in a sporting event and feel as comfortable as you would in a sporting event while experiencing this really, really high level, excellent singing and performance. So by combining those two things, we find that we're able to give people this experience that they didn't even know that they were missing.
Yeah, opera is not all tuxedos and stuffy people and uncomfortable clothes. I'm going to ask this of both of you, but I want to start with you, Dave, on this. It occurs to me that there is, as strange as it might sound, a lot of similarity between opera and sports. They're both things that nearly everybody can do, but not many people necessarily do them very well. I can throw a football, but I can't throw a football like Jalen Hurts. I can sing, but out of respect for others, I keep that to my car by myself. And I wonder if you can talk about the type of training and the behind-the-scenes work that goes into performing at an elite level.
I thought about that. I know I shared that with some of the artists last night in my own personal experience. We align so in so many areas, and I look at discipline, focus. Like last night, I didn't expect to get out of there 10 o'clock last night. That sounds like me in boxing. I would get up early in the morning. So we sacrifice a lot. There's a lot of sacrifice, a lot of commitment, and also a lot of focus, because we have to, while we're in the ring, we're trying to, just like the opera singers, you're focusing on your art, you're focusing on what you have to say and do. And boxing is what we have to do. And then in the arts with opera, you have to focus, on your next lines and everything else. And so much of that takes focus and discipline. And at the same time, you want to be a crowd pleaser. And so you want to make sure the crowd is stimulated, they're excited. So all these things come together. And that's just some of many things that we talked about last night with the other artists.
I love people referring to boxing as the sweet science. Mm-hmm. And with both boxing and music, when you're on stage or on the field or in the ring, you've got to put the science and make that subconscious so you can focus on the art part of it, right?
That is such a great point. That is such a great point, because we talk about this a lot, and Dave and I have talked about this, all of the training that goes into preparing for boxing, preparing for a performance on stage as a singer. All of that has to go out the window so that you can be ready to improvise, so that you can be ready to literally roll with the punches, because the show must go on. You know, you have to be an entertainer. So we do years and decades of training to step into the ring for 3 minutes, or to step onto the opera stage for 3 hours and give you the best that we can give you. And that means being super present and adaptable, responding to the audience, responding to your colleagues on stage, who you're fighting with in the ring or who you're singing with, and who's sharing the space with you. So there are so many similarities between how Dave and I approach, but the main thing that I think drives both of us is just the love of the game. We love to be a part of something. We love to create something. And being around these artists and these athletes has been so inspiring.
How are the performers enjoying this? I know you said that this idea sort of started with them. How are the performers enjoying it? And how are your boxing students enjoying getting ready for this too?
Well, I'll speak to how the singers are feeling, which is ecstatic. I mean, across my time as a professional opera singer, I never got to collaborate and have this much autonomy and control over what I was programming, over how we were promoting it. I mean, the artists in this have been involved in everything from the script creation, putting together the musical programming. They're working with our technical designers on the lighting design for it and the staging. So they have such a hand in creating this and making it exactly what their vision is. And they're having such a fantastic time, the energy in the room to be able to collaborate and feel the energy from these boxers is inspiring for the singers. And I can't tell you how much fun we're having. And it's also just, it's amazing, as Dave was saying, you put all this time and effort into training to be an elite artist. And it's for moments like this. It's for moments when you get to show people and welcome people into the thing that you love so much. So for all of our singers, they're able to show people how fun and wild and silly and passionate and beautiful this art form is. And so it's really such an honor and a joy and a privilege to get to do this.
I agree wholeheartedly with Carrie Ann saying, and to put something like this together where two of the guys that are part of this, Dr. Aaron Bass, not Aaron Bass, Dr. Aaron Bass. So he's actually overseeing a school, in Wilmington Eastside Charter. And then you have Andrew Catone, Dr. Andrew Catone, who's a scientist. But then you have Henry Milligan, a Princeton graduate, three-sport athlete at Princeton, great all-around guy. So you got three high-level people that literally are living a fun experience in their life that they would never otherwise live. And what's fun about it is the other men and women that are involved with the boxing boot camps that we have, they're excited about attending. They're going to be cheering their fighters on.
Dave, Carrie Ann, thank you so much for your time. Best of luck with Opera Deathmatch. I'm hoping I can make it up there.
Oh,
yes,
thanks,
Martin.
Thanks for your help and support.
Thanks to Opera Delaware's Vice President of Engagement, Carrie Ann Otagno, former middleweight boxing champ Dave Tiberi, and our Martin Matheny for joining us on Arts Playlist. Opera Deathmatch is November 21st and 23rd at the Opera Delaware Studios in Wilmington. More information is available at operade.org. And we wrap up The Green next with Enlighten Me, where we look ahead to Banana Ball's visit to Delaware next year. This is The Green on Delaware Public Media.